Alright, hi guys, it's Dustin with Gigabyte, and this is episode 2. And today I'm here with...
Brian Calamon.
Richard Alfonso.
JR.
Joseph.
Andrew. Kelly Lund.
Yeah! Alright, episode 2. So today we're going to start off with Richard and Brian first, because this weekend, or this past weekend, they got to go to AnimegaCon in Vegas.
Woo!
So, strippers!
So how was AnimegaCon?
Oh gosh, you can.
Did I say strippers and alcohol? I meant church and Bibles.
You know, actually, that's not far away from the truth. And
they actually went to church.
Oh wow!
I mean, no offense to anyone, but it's like after a week of me getting drunk and, you know, doing all this fun stuff, and then I'm like, oh, I have to wake up 8 in the morning to take people to church. This is so completely different from what I was just doing hours ago.
You made Jesus smile.
I made Jesus smile. Yeah. And he got angry at me at the same time.
So, yeah, you want to take from here? Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about AnimegaCon.
It was Friday through Sunday, right? Was the actual con?
Yes.
Or was it Saturday? It was Friday through Sunday. So you guys left Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys drove.
My
first question is, how was the heat? Because that had to be ridiculous, because San Diego has been in the 90s every day, and then you're going to Vegas out in the middle of nowhere in the desert. So, how'd that AC hold up?
How many casualties were there?
Okay, I'll say this. All right, it was about a 4 or 5 hour drive.
Yeah.
And we left pretty early in the morning on Thursday. And the first 3 hours consisted of us singing Backstreet Boys, high school musical.
I will not sing that one.
Yes, we were singing all these cover songs.
Yeah.
Things we were supposed
failing
to
sing anime music.
Yeah.
The Yoja.
Yoja.
So that being said, if you guys ever do take a road trip with us from Gig Adventure, you're never going to sleep.
Yeah, you're not going to sleep. The first 3 hours is going to be us singing. But we sang. I ended up falling asleep. The heat up there wasn't that bad. Coming back down to San Diego, it was worse.
Here it was humid hot. There it had to be a dry heat.
Yeah.
You know, whoever says a dry heat's better.
I got no nosebleeds, so I'm good.
All right.
The way I remembered it was 98 degrees, because that's my favorite boy. No, it was like 98 degrees getting close to the strip, and we're like, oh, wow, this is not as bad as we thought. And I was racing 90 miles an hour. If you're a cop, don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's 90 miles per hour. We're going all the way to Vegas. Yeah. And
well, it's a straight shot. I mean,
yeah,
freeway. I've done it too. Don't worry about it.
And thank gosh it was a Thursday. It was any other day.
Yeah,
was this your guys' first time in Vegas? Or
yeah, this is the first AnimegaCon. That's
no, was it first time for you in Vegas?
No. This was our first time for me going to Vegas and not having to worry about like
family.
This was
same here.
There was some good stuff.
I guess I forget to mention that this is the first time I ever went to Vegas without family either.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's when I was like,
I'm
21
now. Gig Adventure family.
Yes.
I mean,
Oh, really? I wasn't there.
Hey, you could have gone.
I'm joking.
This guy.
I had church on Sunday.
We had like 12 people in 2 rooms, so.
Yeah.
No, less than that. But
yeah,
I mean,
well.
But it wasn't.
It was crowded.
It was good. But yeah, tell us about AnimegaCon.
Yeah. What year? Okay, well, what year was AnimegaCon?
This is his first year.
This was his first year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it so popular?
This is a baby con.
Well, we don't know how it's so popular. A speculation we have right now is that. It was by the dudes that made the anime ramen shop in Vegas, which...
That's our speculation.
Yeah, speculation, I put that. But we're like, we wish we kind of...
Went?
Been there first, before we went
to
the MegaCon. But the con itself, like... I mean, if you guys go to Vegas, you know that if you're a minor, you're not really allowed to go to the casino area.
Yeah, yeah.
So keep in mind that you have to walk through the casino area to get past Benihana.
Yes.
And then you're in this small area that's a few hundred feet.
Yeah.
And then that's all the con.
Yeah.
And then there's a convention center next to it that's not being used, a convention center behind it that's not being used either.
That's weird.
So, like, there's a small area that you use for the actual AnimegaCon.
Yeah. Because I remember when I first went to Vegas, I was walking with my mom and my grandma and my grandpa. My grandpa wanted to stop and watch this card game that was happening, because I guess there were some bigwigs playing poker. So we stopped, and like my grandpa said, don't cross this line because you can't stand over here. So I'm standing outside the line. They're all like watching the poker game. I'm standing there like, God, hurry up. I'm bored. I want to go back and go play a video game or something at like Circus, I think it was.
Play Pokemon Slot.
Right? And like one of the four guys goes, sir, how old are you? I'm like, 14? Well, you can't stand here. Well, this is a walkway. Can't I just stand? Well, no. This is a walkway, son. You got to walk. I was like, but... Were your guardians? They're right there watching the poker game. Well, go get them. But I can't go over there. He's like, okay, well, you stay here, and I'll get them. Okay, dude.
At that point, you run.
Right, I should have just ran, but I was with my family. So, like, he goes and gets them. They bring him back. They're like, my grandpa's like, so we can't stand here? My grandpa doesn't take shit from anybody. Nah. And he's like, no, sir, it's a walkway. Okay? So you walk. And he just looked, the guy, my grandpa just looked at the guy. He's like, really? Really? And he's like, well, yeah, that's rules. It's like, he's not gambling. He's not taking chips off people. He's just standing there. Well, it's the rules. My grandpa's like, whatever. Like, keep grazing. Like, we just walk off. Like,
it's the rules.
I'm like, that was awkward.
He slips you a poker chip.
Right?
your grandpa's like, screw with the rules.
Huh? Right, pretty much.
Your grandpa scares me. I've only met the guy twice. Yeah. I feel like he's hurt me.
He's a scary Filipino.
Well, he's Filipino. Let's hope he gets
Oh, boy. It's all about that.
He's white Filipino.
He's a half.
You mean a coconut?
He's a half.
Do you like him being your grandpa?
Yeah, I love my grandpa. He's awesome.
I love grandparents. They're so awesome.
But before AnimeCon, its size, like, there wasn't that many people.
So, yeah.
I mean, if it was any bigger, I would say, like, I could sleep on the ground and I would have not been found if it was any bigger than that. So, I mean, it was pretty good for its size.
Yeah, from what I saw from the pictures that you guys showed me, I mean, it looked small. Like, it looked like Anime Kanji here is bigger than that. Mm-hmm. But
I appreciate Anime Kanji a lot.
Yeah.
You do now.
Yeah, me too. No, I love kanji, but with anime kanji, it was the first year. I'll give them that. But yeah. I mean, the staff was nice. The staff was very nice. They helped us out, but I felt that they kind of dived in with not enough time to prepare.
Oh, okay,
that's how I felt.
So that was day one.
No,
getting there. So
okay.
Now I don't remember if you told me or not. Did you guys get press invites? Or did you guys register as press?
Okay, so here's...
Remember you told me there was a little bit of trouble with that.
There was a little bit of trouble with that. Richard, go ahead and take this.
How come Brian will not take a question?
Oh, okay, I'll take a question.
That's what you got.
So, the rules for AnimeCon Press was that your website has to have... Okay, let me back up for a second. You have to submit your website, submit a business card, mm-hmm. Submit a letter saying that, hi, I'm representing this company or group, and... here is the consent of my boss or whoever owns the group. And so we did that. Or no, we didn't do that. But the other requirement was to have make sure your site was 10,000 hits or 100,000 hits a month via Google Analytics.
Yeah.
And we were going to do that, but it was like we don't have that many hits on our website. So we're just like, should we even try this? So we didn't try it out. But we decided we'll just buy passes.
Oh, okay.
And we get there, and our friend, Yijin Chang, shout out, Cosplay America,
Cosplay of the Week.
Shout out to him, but he didn't sign up either. He didn't sign up online, whatever. He showed up, showed, hi, I'm Cosplay America, here's my website, and that was pretty much it. Like, they gave him his pass. And they're like, why don't we do that? And so we decided to do that, and they were like, all right, let's see your business card, your website, all of that.
Did they like the new business cards we made?
They're really nice.
But
I like them.
Here's what happened. Your business cards are incorrect. In your business card, it has to say your name, your phone number, and so that means we all have to get our own business cards.
Oh,
so they
okay.
docked us that. Sorry, we can't do that. You need a press license. We don't have that. They docked us that. I'm typing in your website into Bing, and your website's not picking up GigaVenture. And what did she type in?
She put GogaVenture with a G and O.
Oh, God.
That's why I wouldn't show up.
Sponsored by GigaVenture.
Did you correct her?
I did, but then she was like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with this computer. And then someone had to pull up their smartphone and
show up. See,
what's wrong with this computer? Yeah. You?
I mean, like, after looking at, I mean, like, I kind of see what they're going with this, but it's like, you know, we do a lot of photography and we do a lot of videography, and the purpose of us doing what we do is we're supposed to give these cards out like candy.
Yeah.
It gives us our business information and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everyone can be in the photo at once. Not everyone can have their info at once. Because, yeah. I mean...
So they want everybody to have their own... So they want a Brian card. They wanted a Richard card. They wanted a JR card. They wanted a Dustin card.
Exactly.
And then they go on our... And then, you know, we gave them the site. We showed them the site. It's like, okay, I only see Richard.
Where's JT?
Where's these other people? I'm like, well, they are new staff. And I'll if there's any way I can show you proof, I can show you the photos they've done on our site, our Facebook, everything. And they said... And they just said, you know what, as press, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. We just hope you guys give us good feedback. Sorry. I'm going to be fair, and if I say anything you don't like, sorry. But we're either way, if you guys improve, we're waiting until next year.
Yeah.
You know, we like what you guys did this year, but...
Yeah, well, like I said, it's their baby year, you know. They're allowed to make mistakes. They're allowed to, you know...
But anyways, yeah, we all got press for $20 a person, and I'll be honest, I'm thankful for that you guys gave us that chance.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You know? Better than saying, nope, pay full price now.
Right.
But you guys did get a lot of pictures and video and stuff, too, so...
Yeah. Well,
that's coming on the way. We got a good amount of pictures for a small con. Baby con. Well, and don't get us wrong. Like, I love the small con feel. You know, yeah. We go to AX, we go to AM Square, we go to Kanji.
Well,
I love the small con.
Well, I don't know if you really call AX a small con.
No. Comparing it to AX, I mean.
Oh, okay.
We go to this. And you know, they were very helpful. They showed us what to fix up on. Because I mean, yeah, we're still a new group.
Yeah.
So I thank them for that. They're very helpful. They didn't want to lose an audience.
Yeah, we're still a baby press group. So
right.
You know, they're a baby con. We're a baby press group.
Yeah. We'll each feed each other baby food.
Awesome. That's how it works in real life.
Yeah. Oh, God. Carrot flavor, please.
So what did you guys do? I mean, besides take pictures and video and.
Was it like a dealer hall and panels and stuff like that, or what?
Yes, there was a dealer hall and there were panels, but the thing is, we have our own project on the side.
Yeah.
Filming at AnimeCon, which we cannot. Announced at this time, so
no information can be given.
Stay tuned, you know, keep aware, keep eyes open.
It's under embargo.
Facebook, our website, our YouTubes, our Tumblrs.
Shameless plug.
Why are we shameless plug? This is our own podcast.
Sponsored by GeekVenture.com.
There you go.
If you want to know how I felt about AnimeCon, you can check my review at GeekVenture.com.
Oh!
End of discussion.
End of discussion.
You want to know what I feel about AnimeCon? There's nothing.
Joseph, JR, and I did not get to go. Because
our parents hate us and no one loves us.
Well, that could be your reason. I had to
work. Oh, okay. Well, my parents hate me and no one loves me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so all that nobody cares about stuff aside. Do you guys meet Christina B?
Oh,
I knew you'd ask.
Wow,
I knew that.
Jumped that gun.
Yeah,
I personally did not.
Richard?
No.
I
don't care anymore.
Oh, God.
We heard she was there. Actually, here's the thing with the panelists from what I've been hearing with other people there is like. You know how when you go to a con, a person would have a panel for one day.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, that subject plus Q&A.
Yeah.
And that's usually their thing, and they'll be allocated for the entire weekend. We've been hearing that a lot of the guests, you know, they've been put into the schedule and that they were given random stuff. You know, like, every day of... The good thing is every day would have a panel for each guest.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, some of them weren't aware of it, or they're like, I have an event every single day at the con.
Yeah. For example, Linda Lay, she had a panel that was given to her, and it was how to pose for the camera or something like that.
What?
And that wasn't her idea.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get you.
That's strange.
So they basically force-fed them ideas.
I guess. This is what I've heard.
We want you to talk about this.
Disclaimer, this is what I've heard.
Oh, well, that's odd.
That is.
Because when she came to Anime Kanji, or Christina B anyways, the schedule was messed up a little bit, but that was easily fixed, and she had her own little panel and whatnot, and the rest of the time she wandered around by herself. I mean, it was the only 3 days she was here in San Diego. It was raining, but...
Right.
Well, I mean, the only reason Justin knows she was by herself because he was following her the entire time.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Hey.
He was in the bushes.
I was illegal 50 feet away. There's no, I'm not breaking the law.
If you go to the Anime Kanji YouTube and you see Joseph's interview with them, you'll see... JR in the background. Yes.
And my name is Steven Weiss.
He'll just pop up behind the window and be like, "Hi," then pop back.
You really did that?
Like,
watch the video.
Yeah, go back
and
watch the video.
Find out.
Hey, remember that dog from Doug Hunt? It's like that. He's going, and he goes down.
I have to watch that video over.
A million points.
That's
for that
all
reference.
Good. I'll watch it.
Watch that 2x speed.
2x.
You'll see everything.
That's YouTube apps right there, right?
Okay, let's go. What positives did you have?
Positives, the staff was great. Meeting the people that attended the con were great. I saw some pretty good cosplayers.
Well, of course you were great.
Me?
You're always great.
Oh, good. Thank
you. Great.
Oh, you look great.
I love that.
You did great.
One of my biggest highlights is just being able to film the project that we were doing, and we're able to work with a lot of people in the industry and some well-known cosplayers. Shout out to Danielle McRae. One of my favorite supports in League of Legends. She was a part of this project, so...
Nice.
Shout out to Denise Kwan. Shout out to Linda Lay. Who do you want to give some shout outs?
Oh, it's Linda Lee.
To the Pokemon men. You guys are a bunch of cool Poke Bros. Yeah, you guys are rad.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But that was probably the highlight. Like with AnimegaCon, I personally didn't get a chance to experience it because of all the filming that we were doing for our project. But some of the other guys, they had a good time shooting. So that was my highlight, just being able to work with a whole bunch of people and putting this project together. So I'm really, you know, excited to release this. What about you, Richard? What were some of your highlights?
You got free magic cards.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it was pretty cool.
Now, do you actually play
it? I got a Crunchyroll bracelet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, nice.
I want a Crunchyroll bracelet.
Yeah, me too. Damn. Is the ones where you got like, the slappers?
No, just the straight up, like,
whatever nobody cares now.
Oh, the rubber ones?
Oh, yeah. I want a slapper one.
If you went around the con, like, I mean, the cool thing is, like, the anime viewing rooms, like, call this negative or positive, but it's all just straight up Crunchyroll around the projector.
Well.
So I was like, yeah, I kind of want a Crunchyroll account. Because like all the anime that they're showing was like, you know, mainstream, pretty good ones. So I was like,
Crunchyroll's a good service.
Promotes Crunchyroll a lot.
And
sponsors.
Yeah, they're a sponsor,
They got really good quality anime like that too, so.
You know, it's a good way to get anime to people the legal way.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, so many people nowadays just torrent.
Don't torrent.
Or
don't
steal.
Don't steal. Yeah, I don't steal. You guys shouldn't steal. Gigamesh shouldn't steal.
Would you steal a car?
Okay,
let's not answer that question.
We're not
we just steal a policeman's helmet.
But you know what? You know, last year we went to AX, we went to the Tiger Bunny panel, and Yuri Lowenthal said it best. If you want anime to come to America, you gotta support it. You can't. You're stealing it will not get to America. Mm. It will not get you what you want, you know? Figures, movies, DVDs, Blu-rays, whatever, games. Stealing them will not get them here.
Right.
You know, the only way to get them here is to support the creators.
Yeah.
You know? And Tiger and Bunny deserved it. That guy was...
Yeah.
That director, he was all out all week. So...
So that's why Black Bible took forever to have a DVD release. Ah. Good job, you masses. But what you
thanks,
did.
Thanks a lot.
I know.
So, with any anime convention or Comic-Con or anything, there's always a masquerade. Mm-hmm. Was there one at AnimeCon?
Oh, goodness. So... This was probably... This masquerade they had at AnimeCon. Yes, they did have a masquerade.
Okay.
I want to say that this was a pretty big event because the prize money for this masquerade was $10,001. Not $10,000!
Wait.
$10,000!
No. I don't even care about that one. Actually, $10,000?
$10,000 for a masquerade,
what's
right?
What's the prize for, like, AX and... Comic-Con.
I don't even remember. Comic-Con, I know a friend of mine, her group won a prize, I think it was Best in Show, and they got $1,000 to the group, and they all got passes for next year's Comic-Con.
But then allocate that, it's Comic-Con. So if you're a good costumer, the people in the crowd will promote you, they'll grab you, you know, all that.
But this is a first year con, they got $10,000?
Yes, exactly, right?
10K in one.
Holy.
And on top of that, there was like an AnimeCon Idol-like thing where they sang.
Okay.
And then whoever won that, they got like a one-year record deal or something.
Who does?
Whoa, no.
I don't know the name of the company.
How they hook that up?
I don't know if this is even true or maybe just to put on a show. But
no, it wasn't in the program, but yeah.
Well, we know the guy, the masquerade actually won $10,000.
We saw a picture of them with a huge check, so you can check it out. But...
can I have there's a huge check. You can check it out. Sorry, JT.
Ears are bleeding right now. If you have headphones on, all you headphone users like me, I'm sorry.
We're a little loud.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You guys should have known that. But anyway, so congratulations to the group of cosplayers who won a masquerade, you know, $10,001. But in my honest opinion, I felt that a different group should have won.
Oh, snap!
That got first place prize. So
some controversy going on over here.
Shout out to I won't give out some names. Shout out to the Monster Hunter cosplayers. You guys did a fabulous job.
Oh, man. Okay. Those are okay.
You showed us those pictures, and yes, those guys
I
were
felt that
amazing
your guys's
looking.
Cosplay.
I need to see them.
Yeah, I felt that your guys' cosplay deserved more than what you guys got.
Dude, that guy who was in the full like. Dark scale armor with a giant sword with the like it looked like teeth.
Yes.
You know, like teeth that they ripped out of a dragon or something and they put on their sword.
Right.
Like that was amazing looking. I couldn't believe that he made that.
Yeah, keep in mind, these people come I'm gonna assume 50% aren't from Vegas because of the way it's advertised, but they all come to this con for a 10K prize.
Yeah.
So I can see why everyone brought their A game there.
There was one well, I was meeting people from all over the country. I met a guy from Canada. I met these lovely ladies dressed up as ponies from Seattle, and there was a guy who came all the way from Rhode Island to participate in the masquerade.
Was that Peter from Family Guy?
So his cosplay, he participated in the masquerade, was this huge mecha armor he built. And he's obviously from the East Coast, Rhode Island, and to lug all that to
basically
to Vegas,
almost cross country.
Yes. So like, I heard that his amount to get that shipped, his mecha suit, his huge mecha suit, was about $1,300 to get from Rhode Island to Vegas. And he,
no way, did he UPS or FedEx?
I
no, he got
maybe
he got Super Saver Shipping.
What's their new thing at the post office? $5 box? He did a $5 box? So
it's like, yeah, no, is it?
It's like $1,000 boxes.
If it fit, it ships.
Yeah, if it ships, that's right.
Sponsored by GeekAdventure.com.
Just he, okay, so he shipped it, participated in Masquerade. He was the only mecha guy, all right?
Yeah.
A huge armor. And, you know, the people who did a really good job, they got trophies. So those, I believe that Monster Hunter group got a huge trophy, all right? But this guy, the only huge, like, he was the only mecha in show, and for $1,300 to get that suit to Vegas, he got a piece of paper that said, best mecha in show. And he was the only mecha in show.
So. Oh. Now, I saw a picture of that guy, and honestly, it's a freaking cool-looking suit. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I want to know how he felt, like, he was the only mecha, but he got best mecha. I mean, I'm sure he's glad he got best mecha, but I mean,
he was the only
but
mecha.
But, yeah, that's the thing, he's the only mecha to get best mecha. It's kind of like a...
It's like a...
Bittersweet,
yeah.
You know, like oh, I won, but like I won because I'm the only one.
Yeah.
I wanted to have some competition.
And it felt like it's the only one that came out, the only
yeah.
award that was there.
That's all he got was just that one award.
That one,
and there's no second
it was a piece
place.
Of paper.
Yeah,
no third it was
place.
A trophy.
Jeez.
A piece of paper, and imagine him having to ship that all the way back.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I hope he's rich.
I know, but you heard no second place or third place, just a first 10K one.
That's why I got $10,000 because there was no other people
I did
to
not
win
know that.
Anything.
I did not know that.
Yeah, just
but I don't know, just.
That part was just insane.
What day was Masquerade? Was that day two?
Saturday?
No, it was Saturday.
They're usually Saturdays.
But, I mean, hey, you know what? Whatever works for them, hey, it's their first con.
Yeah.
They'll learn from their mistakes, and maybe
but,
we'll be there next year.
But invite us back next year, please.
Invite us back next year.
What,
we love to do coverage.
I mean, it's the only reason we say these things is because we observe a lot, and
yeah.
because we're not on the attendee side anymore.
Yeah.
So we see things in a deeper light.
Yeah,
I mean,
see things in a different way.
Yeah.
So, like, if as an attendee, I mean, don't get me wrong, there was a lot of good merch to buy. I was able to play, I wanted to play all these card games, including Tanto Kuroi, shout out, because that's one of my favorite, newest card games ever.
Was that the maid game?
Shut up. No, if you play Tanto Kuroi or you play Resident Evil, you
yeah.
get a promo card if you play them.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't able to play it, unfortunately, because
oh.
we were busy. But
dude, you got the Resident Evil one, because that game is awesome.
Yeah.
I
love
yeah.
that.
I wanted
we
to
gotta play that still. We never, you,
yeah, we have
us
that.
As a group never played.
Yeah,
yeah, only
gotta,
JR
yeah.
and I have played.
And that room is cool. They'll sit down with you and teach you, because
yeah.
it's really nice. I mean, all the rooms, I mean, you heard the anime viewing rooms.
Yeah.
You heard the exhibit hall, which is, I mean, it's somewhat small.
Yeah.
But to be blunt, that was it. You know?
BabyCon.
BabyCon.
Yeah. I understand.
First year.
That.
Next year, maybe they'll do it bigger. Well, I mean, look at where Anime Kanji started.
Right.
We're only at, what, year three of Anime Kanji? Remember, you went the first year, JR.
Yeah.
Did you guys go first year?
I did. Well, our first year, we got Mega 64.
Yeah.
And
yes.
That was pretty cool, but
oh, yeah.
There really weren't a lot of people there. It was
just me.
Wait, you were there too?
Yeah, well,
yeah
I was
there
watching them.
This was when we didn't.
We met the second year of
yes.
Anime Kanji, and we had Wendy Lee as our first guest of honor, which was something really darn amazing.
You yeah. got to hang out with her.
I love.
Yeah,
Wendy,
we got
yeah.
to hang out with her next to the pool and stuff like that. And
sorry, Wendy Lee, I wasn't able to see you this year.
Sad face.
See, the thing is, I felt with Anime Con, they said this on their Facebook page, is that they prepared for this con in 4 months, and. This is what they were able to achieve.
In 4 months.
Yeah. And I guess, I don't know how long it took Anime Kanji to start, but I feel that the people who started Anime Kanji, Sans Fist, they were doing conventions before that, like sci-fi conventions.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They had the connections.
They had the...
As one that used to.
And
I mean, they do it all year long.
Right. So, yeah, it's understandable that Anime Con, you know, this is what they can get prepared in 4 months. And I'm really excited to see what they can pull together in a year, you know, next year. I will say this, though. Leading up to AnimeCon, I felt that they promoted the Maid Cafe the most. And
you know, they always seem to, whatever anime convention it is, they always seem to promote the Maid Cafe the most.
Dude,
you
dig it, dude.
No, but they, like, here, it was promoted more than AX from what I saw. Like, they
really
pushed for that, like, that Maid Cafe. Like, leading up to it, it was like, oh, hi, this is my name. And I just got approved as a maid for AnimeCon.
Yeah, I remember those videos.
In fact, remember when I was the one following AnimeCon, slowly figuring out what's going on? Yeah. Like, that was the first thing they released on the YouTube channel.
All maids.
All maids are day.
Well, you like maids, so.
Well, no, I like Lolitas.
No, I'm talking to Richard. He likes maids.
Oh. Yeah, it's where it's made.
So
sometimes it's made in China.
So day three, Sunday. How'd you guys feel leaving the con?
Oh boy. Okay. Do you want to take this one? I feel like I've been answering too much.
For leaving the con after MegaCon? I found out my news highlight. M&M Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I bought $30 worth of M&Ms.
Wow.
What?
It was amazing.
What? I hit the table. I said, don't hit the table, and I hit the table. So my friend told me when he went to Vegas last time, like, you go to M&M store, you can fill up a bag, but they don't tell you the price until you put it on a weight scale or something.
Jerks.
And they're like, oh, well, it's going to be $50 for this bag full of M&Ms, or $30 or 40, whatever you spent, you know? I was like, that's smart.
That's shady.
Those smart.
No, but they now have the currency.
Oh, okay. So now they have
scale. But it's just like, you could pour out the M&Ms, which is, I mean, that's, I feel sad pouring out M&Ms. Like, those are M&Ms.
Yeah, that's why it's a good idea.
What kind of M&Ms did you get? Did you get,
Well, here's the reason they cost a lot, because the density has coconut, and there's one with raspberry.
Yeah, he got coconut.
So that's, you know, it's not just chocolate, so that's probably why it's more expensive.
That sounds good.
It's delicious, I mean.
I'm not a coconut fan, but.
Yeah, I'm not either.
The raspberry one sounds good, though.
Like, I was a little child once I parked the car and I went through an MGM, which, by the way, the only hotel I've ever stayed in Vegas is Circus and Las Vegas Hotel. So, like, to go into a big hotel like that, I was like, this is awesome.
Now, the MGM Grand is the green one, right?
Yeah.
With the lion?
The lions.
You want to know a story that I heard about?
Let's hear it.
The original MGM's floor plan was they were going to have a giant lion head in the front that people would walk through as they entered the casino hotel.
Yeah.
Now, the MGM was created to bring in whales. You know, whales are the guys who spend a lot of money. They're, like, usually from China or Asia, usually, because they like to come to America to gamble. Well, when they built the giant lion head, they weren't getting the whales that they were promised. Because in the Asian culture, it's bad luck to go through the mouth of a lion. Because it's, you know, a powerful beast. Mm. And going through it and into it is like is bad for you. So originally they weren't making very much money at the beginning. So they had to destroy that entire opening and rebuild it as like just a regular entrance. And then once they did that, profit like shot up 200%.
Wow.
It sounds dumb, but I watched Indiana Jones the second Indiana Jones. Didn't they all come out of a lion's head?
Yeah.
Oh, that's foreshadowing. I get it. Amazing.
I love Indiana Jones.
I love Indiana Jones.
So
Dr. Jones.
So I saw you guys went to the Coke Factory. Yeah. Also.
Oh boy.
Shout out to Pierre and his brother. Freaking. You called it. Beverly is a bitch.
I hate Beverly, dude. We all had a piece of that. And just
now, for people who don't know what Beverly is, what's Beverly?
It's a woman.
Well, no,
I'm sorry. I thought it was a really deep voice linebacker man.
Beverly is. Let me take a step back real quick. When you go to the Coke Factory and you get to the top floor, you get an opportunity to try 16 different flavors of Coke from around the world. And one flavor is.
Second to last one, by the way.
Well, I mean, okay, you get different flavors from like Mexico, from China, whatever. There were a lot of flavors were pretty good, but you get to the flavor before the last. And it was Italy's version of Coke or whatever, the soda. And that was called Beverly. And when you drink this...
No, nothing.
It is not soda. Whatever that was not soda.
It was sin given liquid form.
I don't know. I drank the whole cup because the other guys couldn't finish it, and I had to, to finish it.
You weren't just a man up, you're like... I'm gonna take Beverly down.
Yeah. And so, just I can't even explain the taste. It was like just bitter, beyond beer bitter. And it was like it just that sharp taste that
it sneaks up on you.
Yeah, and through your nose, and it's just you want to know what it was like? Just go meet Beverly. You might like her or hate.
I like how you talk about Beverly like it's a real person.
Might as well would have been. She ruined our Vegas trip.
It's like, it was great till we met Beverly. F her.
I know. I'm never coming back to Vegas because of Beverly.
Ruined my life.
But in all seriousness, like, I think that was really our highlight, is because we were so busy, and then when we finally had the last chance to hang out and like
relax
and do our gig adventure thing where we just screw around and joke around and make ourselves happy. It's
what we're doing right now.
Yeah. We miss things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I also went to Taco Del Gordo. $10 carne asada fries in Vegas. Just
were they worth $10?
I don't know because I was starving and they tasted good. But
okay, so you were.
I'll have to go to the Taco Del Gordo.
You were a little biased already. Huh?
Yeah, I have to go to Taco Del Gordo here in San Diego, which I haven't been to because I love Lolitas. But we'll see. Let's see if they're even $10. But
okay. All right.
I'll give a shout out to Pokemon Men and all the people that hung out with us in the room. Richie and everyone from Gig Adventure, Pokemon Man, Denise, Paula, all these people that we met during the weekend. It's like, we really thank you guys for everything and making this weekend much more
enjoyable,
unforgettable.
Yeah, all the PMXers and all the ALA and the rest of the AnimeCon stuff. So big shout out to you guys.
And again, AnimeCon, thank you for everything. We're glad you gave us all this leeway and helped us out. And like I said, next year when things start to grow bigger, I mean, heck, you guys got like so many good guests. Like, it blew my mind. But like I said, when next year happens, we hope that we hear a lot of great things from you guys because we would love to welcome you guys as a new anime convention.
Yeah. Well, they have nowhere. I mean, honestly, if they play the cards right, they have nowhere else to go but up. So, for a first year, it had a lot of hype. So.
But yeah, so overall, I'm excited to see what next year brings.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back with some random questions. All right, guys?
Want more news on anime, video games, and conventions? Just go to gigaventure.com. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/gigaventure, for videos, photos, and more. Gigaventure, getting your otaku on.
Guys, and we're back, and we got some stuff we're gonna talk about.
Yeah.
Question mark?
I don't know. What are
Ask
we doing
TMZ.
Next?
Exclamation point! Yo, lots to talk about.
Okay, what are we gonna talk about?
Yo, dog.
So this week you heard that we went to Vegas for AnimeCon. It was really awesome. And Dustin here went to.
Yeah, well, you guys were in Vegas partying it up. I went by my lonesome to Power Morphicon up in Pasadena.
Yeah.
This is Power Morphicon year 3. It's odd. You know, they skip a year every year. They don't do it every year.
Wow.
They do it, like, bi-yearly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Weird.
But anyways, besides that. So I got to go on Sunday, and I drove up there with shout-out to our friend Jay from Jabroni Pictures. Him and I went up there, and when we were there, we ran to Keith from Hinch and Justice Unlimited, another really cool guy. And that guy is cool.
He's cool.
And you know what? Remember we met him at Comic-Con, Brian?
Yeah, he mistaken me for another Filipino boy.
Yeah, well, that's easy. But he actually remembered me. He's like, we went to shake hands. He's like, I met you at Comic-Con. I'm like, yes, you did. He's like, I can't. Your name? Dustin. I'm like, oh, yes, you got it.
I will say this. I ran into him at Comic-Con this year, and he got my name right.
Yeah. But, you know, he meets so many people. And, you know, it's... I don't blame him for forgetting people's names because he meets a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But I mean, the only sad part about Morphicon was that it seemed that Saturday was the day to go.
Yeah,
that was the day with all, like, they had the Forever Red panel where all the Red Rangers they can get came.
I'd love to go to that one.
Yeah, they had a preview for Megaforce, the new series that's going to be coming out, which is going to be based off, for all you Toku fans out there, it's going to be based off Ghost Agers. And I don't really know a lot of details about it, but there's some speculation that it's going to be half season Ghost Agers and then half season Gokaiger with the same American cast.
Nice.
But I don't know if that's true or not because I didn't get to go to the panel. But when Sunday, when I went, It was at a hotel. It was at the Pasadena Sheraton, and which is right next to their convention center. So I guess the Sheraton and the convention center are the same thing.
Yeah.
But when I went inside the hall, it was, you know, it was about the same size of Anime Kanji's hall. But oh my god, there was so much Power Ranger stuff. Like, you know, when you go to Anime Con, there's some Toku stuff like Conrader or Super Sentai. But this, oh my god, it was a Tokusatsu fanboy's dream. Like Ricky George, if you went with me, well, you and I would be geeking out all day long. Because there was a guy there, he had a Megazord graveyard. And it was just a bunch of Megazords like mixed and matched in there. He's like, so if you're missing a part, if you know one of your parts broke or something, come here, look through my pile of Megazords,
really smart.
And I'll sell you the pieces, you know, for cheap. Genius. Like $5 for an arm or something, you know? But it was like, there was so much stuff. Like, I had this toy, I had this toy, you know.
That's really smart. I wish there were other, like, for other kinds of figures, or maybe even Gundam pieces.
A Gundam graveyard?
That's really smart.
We had a Gundam graveyard at GigaCon.
Okay, well, that I didn't know.
We did have a Gundam graveyard. Yeah. We were trying to mix and match a lot of the pieces. Yeah. So.
But, so the way the floor was set up was, you know, it's this big rectangle, and the outside of it was all vendors and stuff. And then the inside of the rectangle, there was actually cast members from former series. So I met Brandon, who was the SPD Red Ranger Jack from Power Rangers SPD. I met Monica May, who was SPD Yellow Ranger from Power Rangers SPD. I saw the Samurai cast. They were doing autographs. And oh my god, the line to get autographs for them was around the convention floor, basically.
And you had to pay for it.
What?
Yeah.
I think JT got his free at Comic-Con.
What a jerk.
At Comic-Con, I think they had a little bit bigger production. Here, it was like, if you had something from the sign, it was $5.
Were they representing themselves? Because at Comic-Con, they represent Nickelodeon.
They were representing themselves at this one. Bandai was there, but I didn't see any Nickelodeon anything, so that's probably the reason why they charge. I got to meet Catherine Sutherland, who was the second Pink Ranger, and she is a very nice lady.
Very nice lady?
She's very nice.
The accent?
Yes, she's the one with the Australian accent. She was from Australia in the actual series.
I thought she had a southern accent in the show.
No, she had an Australian accent.
Oh, I guess I was a kid.
You didn't know. You're like, they all sound alike.
That sounded nice.
Johnny Young Bosch was there. But when I got there at first, he wasn't there. And then I left the hall, but came back, and he was there with his band.
I Shine,
yes. And when he came, like, I came into the hall right when he was coming into his little, you know, sign area, and oh my god, everyone's like, oh my gosh, Johnny Young Bosch!
Oh my gosh, Ichigo!
Yeah, no, that's what it was, dude. There were people going, oh my god, it's Ichigo, oh my god!
Really?
It's, what's his name from Kokias?
But I'm like, Ladouche.
I'm like, wait, he's at a Power Ranger panel, like, aren't you guys recognizing him for that?
Yeah. I mean, he did really, really well those roles, but, like, it's about Power Rangers and stuff.
Yeah. I saw Walter Jones, I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Did he really have the finger?
He was missing the first knuckle on his...
You know what? Next time I meet him, I'm going to ask him that question. Yeah, no one has the balls to ask that question.
Him, so I'm going to ask him next
ask
time.
Ask him how he lost it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you have
in detail.
He has
in
really
detail.
Big arms, so make sure you're standing arms length away, because
so
he would take me out in one punch.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go for you. He'd go straight for me.
Yeah, he'd go for you.
Small white guy.
You deserve
Why
it.
Why would he fight you?
Just because.
Look at his face. You guys can't see this as a podcast, but look at his face.
That's a fact. I would go down really easy. Anybody could take me in a fight.
But,
I'm pretty sure about that.
That's not an invitation, guys.
Yeah, it's not an invitation.
That is our new segment.
Maybe,
see if you can kick Justin's ass.
Yeah, you get a prize. You get a prize. Yes.
You have to pay $5, and if you catch me, you can try to kick my ass.
And you have 30 seconds to catch him, or else the game will end. We have to start over by day one.
I'm like,
and then
you might can't save to Orlando, Florida.
No, don't promise that.
No, I can't.
Can't save Pyro.
But, Legends of the Hidden Temple.
I went to one panel, and I went to the panel because Jay wanted to go see it. It was the Stuntman panel, and that was pretty interesting. Dan
Southward?
He was the red, he was the Quantum Ranger in Power Rangers Time Force, and he also did the mocap for Virgil, and the voice for Virgil in Devil May Cry 3.
Wow.
He's actually a really cool guy.
He's a stuntman?
Yes.
So he did all the stunts?
He did all his own stunts. He did some suit acting, too. So, a lot of times you see that the American version where he's, the suit actor is going to be doing stuff, that's usually him in that suit.
See, what I've always wondered is the people under the suits don't get enough credit. Well, okay, yeah. Well, given, you know, the, those people who chose to be the role, yeah, they split, it's their time to shine.
The panel was actually in a big room, but it was a small number of people that went to it. And I felt bad because, you know what? Those guys do, even though they're not the faces,
they do so much.
The stuff do, and you know what? My friend did a cosplay at Comic-Con as a Comrader 1. And he was telling me his helmet is an exact copy replica of what the original was. And I was like, oh, well, what's it like looking through like the eyes? Because they got the big red eyes, you know, for Conrader. And he's like, oh, you don't see through those. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's these little black slits under the eyes that you can see.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, that's what you look through. And it's like looking through sunglasses at all times. And he's like, I have no idea how guys did this back in the 60s. Because it's ridiculous. Because now the eyes are positioned like where you can see them, and the visors are clearer looking, you know, even though you can't see into their helmets.
That's pretty smart.
But he's like, back then, I don't know how these stunt guys did this stuff because you can't see anything. You know, you can only see what is right in front of you. You can't see anything else. There was
visions.
Yeah. There was this a girl stunt lady there who was telling us about when she was did Power Rangers. She did a she was the Kabuto monster. And she said, the only thing you could see is this little slit right in front of your eyes, and it's actually in the lower part of the body because she's a little shorter. So, like, the head's all, like, this extra weight.
It's just nothing. Yeah.
She said the director of the episode said, keep walking until there's no more cliff. Because she was... Yeah. So, like...
Go kill yourself.
He said, look down, hit your feet, and this, you know, when there's no more ground, stop. It's like, well, dang. So, she's... walking, and she said she could see like the putties running in front of her, and all of a sudden there was no more putties, but she kept walking. She's like, oh well, I still see, you know, stuff to walk on, so I'm gonna keep walking. And then she said all she could hear is stop.
Oh my god.
And she stopped, and literally she looked, she like forced the costume to look up. The next step she would have gone off the cliff.
Oh my god.
I was like, whoa,
what are they thinking?
I was like, holy mackerel, that's crazy. But I mean, you know what? I'll say this about MorphaCon. It was fun for someone like me who's a big fan. My only thing is, I wish I would have bought in the premium edition, which I think is they call the Gold Ranger Pass, because you get to do so much more stuff. You're way more connected with the cast of that year. So like the people who had Gold Ranger Pass this year got to have breakfast with the cast of Samurai Rangers.
Oh wow!
So I'm like.
What else?
They got a limited edition Power Ranger coin. They got a limited edition T-shirt. They got front pass, I think, to get the autographs from the Samurai Rangers. You get a lot more perks. Oh, you get certain panels only they can get into. So, like, I think the Forever Red panel was one of those panels.
Well, did they ever say how much it cost for the Gold Ranger pass? Or
it tells you. You know, when you go online, but they sell like that, like in an Instagram. Because, okay. You know, those guys want to do that. They want that extra stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I wish you guys would have gone with me. But
that sounds like a really good experience.
I mean, there was a ton. I felt bad because I forgot my camera. And I don't have a good camera. I just have, you know, point and click. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll ask Jay. But I didn't ask him when we were on the road. I waited till we got there. And I'm like, hey, Jay, can I use your camera? And he's like, oh, I didn't bring my camera. And I'm like, no.
He's got such a good camera.
Yeah,
too.
He has a camera like what the guys here have. So I was like, man, I felt so bad because there were so many good full suits. Like, there was a group there as the original Mighty Morphin Power
Rangers. I saw pictures of those.
And they looked legit. And there were some really good, you know, like, just homemade garage costumes that people did and... A lot of cool stuff. I regret not having a camera to take pictures. That's my one thing. But the next MorphaCon is, I believe, 2014 is the next one.
Yeah, 2 years to prepare.
2014?
Yeah, so...
Oh, 2 years to get a camera.
Yeah.
So, 2 years to get a camera, right. So, hopefully, next MorphaCon...
After 10,000 years, I'm
Oh, she was there. And like, as
you
I
really?
Walked, yes, she was there. And as I walked into the hall, she was doing a voice. Like, someone was like, "Here, can you leave a message on my friend's phone? like, what are you doing? Like, why are you not here?" Kind of thing. And so she did it. I'm like, "Oh, so awesome!" And then he went and he had Lord Zedd do the same thing because Lord Zedd was there.
Oh, Zedd!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Was it the voices or the face?
The voices.
Okay, because I know the face for Rita Repulsa was different from
Same thing with Zedd. The guy who did the voice was not the suit actor. So yeah. The guy who does the voice for Zedd is a much, I can't remember his name for the life of me. No, he's a much older guy, actually.
Yeah. Close enough.
He's very old. But I mean, he did the voice like it was when I was a kid watching it. Sounded just like him.
We gotta get to the voice.
Yes. I know, right?
I'd rather Rita just go, "Get your picture!" Yes.
Morphicon 2014.
2014.
Asylum Conqueror!
Yes.
Well, first, go to geekbench.com.
Yeah, that was pretty much my experience for Morphicon. Very, very cool. It's the only Power Ranger like event.
Legit thing,
you know. Oh. And it was very cool.
Shout out to our buddy, Borden.
Hyperbooster.com.
Hyperbooster! Did the original prints for that entire con.
Yes, he did some very awesome limited prints, and I bought two off of them because I had to get them. It was Power Rangers SPD and Power Rangers Dino Thunder. They looked amazing. I'm so glad I bought
all the prints. Like, I'm not a huge Toku fan like my friend Dustin here, but those were amazing looking. I actually wanted some for myself.
He did Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. He did Zeo. You want
to
hear a funny story?
Yeah, I would love to.
Mark, I'm sorry.
Oh boy.
So he said he's never watched Toku before because he was doing these art pieces. He started watching them. Mm-hmm. And he fell in love with the newer series Gokaiger, which is the one that came out last year for Japan.
Check out the review on geekadventure.com.
Yes. Okay. he said he fell in love with it. So he's like, "I really want to buy some stuff for these guys. Like, I really want to buy figures or morphers or something." I'm like, "Well," so he took a break and him and I walked the floor. And I was like, "Well, these guys have figures. These guys have morphers. Like, you know, they're different prices all over the place, you know." He's like, "Well, I really want the figures. The SH Figure Arts, they look so cool." And he's like, "But I don't want to buy just one. I want to buy them all."
Oh my gosh.
So here's the thing about those figures, though. So red, blue, and green mm-hmm. are standard release figures. They're about $60 each. Pink and yellow are one-time online limiteds. Those are both $125 a piece.
That's a lot.
Yes. He's like, he turns to me. He's like, "Dude, should I do this?" Because, like, he kind of got a deal with the guy who was selling it because they know each other. So I was like, "Should I do it for this price?" And so you can do the math. I just told you what they cost, so you do your own math. And he got a little bit of a discount. And I'm like, "Well, you're here. You said you want these figures. You're not going to find a better deal because you can't find the pink and the yellow online anymore." I'm like, "You might as well do it, dude." He's like, "Oh, my wife is going to kill me." I was like, just tell her it was a present for yourself.
Whatever. He's the breadwinner anyway.
Right? He's like, Okay. So, like, if any of you guys go check out Hyper Booster Studios or go to his page, there is a picture of him with his figures, and he's like just thumbs upping the camera.
A shout out to him too. He's an amazing artist. You guys should check out HyperBooster.com.
He's commissioned a lot of our
art. He makes 8.5 by 11. So he'll make big posters. He'll make T-shirts. And
I say I buy art from him every time I see him.
Yeah.
And if you guys didn't know, he created our design for Gia.
Yes, he did.
Our mascot.
He made the original design.
She'll be out soon. You guys will see her soon.
Very
body pillows and
Danny Shoe were coming for you.
I have a question though.
Oh,
if
yes.
Blue and green were there, and pink and yellow, where was the red? How much was that?
Oh, I said red, blue, green.
Okay.
Because those are all standard releases. Okay. So
everybody wants the red one, right?
Yeah, everybody wants red.
I gotta have one question.
Okay.
Did they sell any Beyblade morphers?
Oh my god!
Beyblade, what?
Okay, I made that up.
I was gonna say
morphers are
Beyblades.
I'm like, there was never a series.
Morpher time.
There's never a series where they use Beyblades. So
I'm just saying. If you guys want the idea, I'm right here.
But no, they had everything from every series. I was like, man, so much stuff.
Do they have the Mighty Morphin? What's it called? Morphers?
Yes, they did.
Yes.
They had movie props for sale. Or not movie props. Series props. They had an Alpha 5 show costume for sale.
What?
Oh.
Yes. Oh, okay. You want to hear something crazy? They had, in My Own Power Rangers, if you remember the Yellow Ranger, he had like the dagger, the dual daggers. They had this guy who was selling them. He was selling like the costumes and stuff too. it's not the up close versions. It's like when she's like in the distance and you can't really see the details. Uh-huh. It was like those versions, like the ones that you could throw in the air and let get all beat up and stuff.
Yeah.
He was selling those, and I'm like, oh, are these used in the show? He's like, yep, everything here has been used in the show. I'm like, oh, cool. And I was like, well, is that price right? And he's like, yep. He wanted $8,000 for those wooden daggers.
Mm-hmm.
They were made of wood, but they were painted, you know, to look like the up-close, high-detailed ones. But they were used in show for, like, when they get blown up and, like, they throw their weapons in the air and stuff. But $8,000.
How would you know if they were even legitimately, like...
He had certificates for everything he said, and he had, like, pictures of him with the cast and, like... He did a lot of the movie props for lot of the props for the series.
Oh, he made them.
So, yeah, I was
someone
like,
to make
wow.
Bank, right?
$8,000.
That's some expensive job.
But yeah, that was my Morphicon experience.
High five.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Morphicon.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Right.
So, you want to go to your question?
Yeah.
Oh, so now it's time for random question time.
Random question time. Do-do-do. We need a theme song for this, so if you guys want to give us a random question time theme song.
Theme song.
Random question times.
On Crunchyroll this week, I was checking out their articles, and they had an article lately about what would be the most embarrassing anime you'd get caught with watching. So it could be meaning you're in a dorm room, you're watching this anime, and your friend's like, "What are you watching?" But they limited it to anime, meaning not hentai. You know, just anime. I want to open up the floor here. Like, what would be the most embarrassing anime and or video game that would be caught playing and or watching? So
I know. Oh man.
Let's start from Joseph.
There's a white guy here. Yeah. Joseph.
Probably
put him on the spot.
I don't know anything that I guess shows an insane amount of panty shots. Probably.
So every anime.
Right? Every anime ever invented.
Yeah, like if just someone walks behind me in the library and I'm watching it. Yeah.
In the library?
Like, you know.
Oh, at school?
Well, yeah, at school.
Oh. I mean, I saw this one girl watching Gurren Lagann on her laptop. So yeah, if someone walked behind me and I'm watching, like, let's say Strike Witches, then, yeah.
Strike Witches.
Okay.
So wait, have you ever felt embarrassed, like, if your parents see you watching something? Like,
I make sure that they don't see what I'm watching, unless it's Initial D.
Because I let you borrow an anime called Sekirei.
Yeah, I watch those I watch at night.
Oh, okay. So you feel ashamed of yourself.
It's the wee hours of the morning.
So you're already pretty ashamed. You're like, I can't make sure no one sees me watching this.
Yeah.
But now the entire world knows.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You won.
Well, you can't hide video games at home. Like, have you ever been caught playing like a...
I don't
dirty
have any
game.
Naughty video games.
No.
Actually.
It's all Metal Gear. It's all just Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
I meant Metal Gear, like the female soldiers.
So when you play MGS4, you're just like staring at the boobies.
Yeah. But what about like?
Oh, I've done that. Actually.
What about when like the beauties, like their armor comes off and they're like in those skin tight suits?
Yeah, I wouldn't be embarrassed at all by that.
No.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
We were playing one of the boss fights, and your dad walked in, and they were like, you know, the silly part, the Easter egg part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your dad
they're like crawling
in
on the ground. And you
white, with the white background.
Yeah,
like,
that I don't care.
Like, hey, baby.
Yeah. That
Pokemon
really...
Snap with women.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
God.
Oh, yep. Well, look at you. I got the cool guy who doesn't mind if I play games like that.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all.
Yeah, I don't have any naughty games, really.
What would yours be, Dustin?
For video games, a recent game, Lollipop Chainsaw. Because I have it set up on Facebook, you know, to show what trophies I get.
Oh.
So all my coworkers are friends with me on Facebook. And so I come into the office one day, and they're like, "Oh, Dustin, I see you're playing Lollipop Chainsaw."
Yeah.
I'm like, "How do you know that?" Like, "Oh, Facebook told us." I'm like, "Dang it! Why, Facebook? Why?"
My favorite. Oh, I would have loved to have been there for the happy ending part.
Oh,
no!
Gosh.
Like, did the trophy titles were like very risque sounding?
There's one called I swear I did it by accident, and it tells you like what you have to do to get it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's look up Juliet's skirt.
Yeah.
That's not even the worst part. When I first started playing it, my mom comes home and like she walks past my room and it's like this part where Juliet says some obscene like obscenity cuss word or something. And she stops like, "What? What?" She goes, "You play some weird games. What are you playing?" And she walks in and it's like a part where there's a lot of sparkles in a lot of rainbows and a lot of Juliet posing and like not sexy poses but like you know, just
cheerleader poses.
Cheerleader poses, and I'm like, lollipop chainsaw. And I can see her, I can see like her respect level for me just went down a peg. She's like, my son, I don't know where I went wrong with you.
So you should play Call of Duty instead.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna play Call of Duty. You gotta go shoot some people.
But I mean, I guess for anime, you know, I hate watching anime on the computer. Because I always feel like she's like walks by and goes, what is he watching on the computer? So I try not to watch anime on the computer too much. I try to watch it more on DVD or Blu-ray. And I remember back in our old apartment, I think, and you know what? It was Aika.
Yeah.
Agent Aika. I bought it from Sunrise Creations back when that was still around, if you believe it or not. And I'm watching it, and if you've never seen Aika, it's just panty shots the entire
time.
I mean, there is a drinking game dedicated to like panty shots in that game. Which I still say we should play.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And and me and my friend are just, it was Pierre. Me and Pierre are watching it. And we're like, oh my god, this anime is so awesome.
Schwing.
But like, for the wrong reasons. And like, my mom, because we were in high school, my mom was just like, oh, what do you guys want to get for dinner? And like, it's a part where Aika like knocks this chick out. Every time Aika like knocks somebody out, the girls always land on their face with their butts in the air and their pants showing.
Yep.
And she just looks at my TV and goes, boys. And just walks away. I'm like, oh my god.
Mom,
oh
no. My god. Oh no, don't watch that.
I was so embarrassed, and like,
Mama, no.
Even Pierre was embarrassed for me. He's like, dude, I'm like, don't, let's just watch the anime.
It can work. You can watch it at his house.
Watching.
Well, no, that's why we weren't watching it at his house.
Exactly. So it would have been the same way for him. If you...
It would have been worse for him.
Oh, his mom would have found that sledgehammer.
His mom would have took the DVD, crushed it in our faces, and go, you guys are fucking pervs. Use the curse word right there.
Alright, wild card. Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Never owned it. Played it at my...
It's a one-headed game.
My, he's not my cousin, but I guess you can consider him my cousin because our family's really close. And he is younger than me, so when he got it, he had to be 10 and I was 14. And we were playing Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, and his mom never even knew the difference between what from Halo. We went from Halo to that, then back to Halo, and she never even blinked an eye.
I was
like,
wow, okay.
I'm like, wow, you get away with a lot of stuff, man. He's like, yep.
Yep.
Imagine BMX XXX then.
Oh, jeez.
That's a lot of bikes. Yeah. Bikes and dirt.
Bikes are rather explicit.
So what about you, JR?
I think, straight up, the guilty pleasure game was Rumble Roses. Like, off the bat. Because, like, I didn't think much of it. Like, oh, I mean, like, wrestling's cool. Like, me and Destiny used to watch wrestling all the time on TV. And, like, that was the thing back when we were kids. And so I picked up a Rumble Rose. I'm like, oh, it's just a wrestling game.
I remember picking that up too.
I got the 360 version, and my parents might have walked in on me playing that game. I was only playing the game. I mean, looking deeper into that one, but
he wasn't at the part where you get to just watch them sit around in the break room.
They were actually wrestling. There's a lot of they have what they call humiliation moves in that game.
Oh yes, moves. I remember those.
Yeah, that happened. My dad was pretty proud. My mom...
question you?
I think she might have disowned me at that point.
My son is a perv. He's dead to me.
Yeah. There's two animes, though. There's one called... I'm sure everybody knows what it's called. Queen's Blade. I could not watch that in my house.
Oh, my gosh. I remember
that is borderline porn.
When I first had you watch the first episode, you were like, nope. Nope.
That was borderline porn.
I'm like, how far are you into it? 2 minutes. Nope. Not watching this anime.
Yeah, there's several reasons that we will not go into at the moment that I will not watch that. Yeah, my dad walked in, even he went, what the hell? And back when I was like getting into anime, we have anime on demand, because we have Cox Cable and stuff like that.
The thing though is his parents wanted it.
I really don't watch that much anime. They actually watch most anime.
What are they watching currently?
My dad was watching One Piece, believe it or not. Yeah. And like they watch random stuff.
They watch like Pokemon, like Cartoon Network stuff.
And there was one called Pony Pony Dash.
Pony Pony Dash.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my friend told me this is pretty good, so I was watching that.
Not me. I did not tell him.
That
this.
Was had to be one of the most random. Like that's like the gateway randomness anime. That kind of sort of I was like, what the heck am I watching?
Oh wait, is that the one with the girl? Is like she gets like magical girl powers?
No.
Or is that Pony Pony Pokemon?
Yeah, that's Pony Pony Pokemon.
Okay.
And, like, it had to be... It's, like, the most random thing. And my dad was like, you can't seriously be watching this. Are you retarded? And I'm like, it's funny. Shut up.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone, Dad.
So, like,
I had my own life.
Yeah, I had to start watching that, like, when he wasn't around and, like, laugh by myself.
Like you always do.
I know.
Don't cry. It's okay. It's okay, JR.
So, JR's a loser? No, I'm joking, but... No, he really is a loser. Don't worry.
No, yeah, he really is.
But yeah, those are kind of like the Rumble Roses. That one, that was like the really good pleasure one.
You know what? I never got caught playing Rumble Roses.
That as soon as I got that, like, I had absolutely no idea what it was. Like, I really didn't. Like, I was, like, really innocent about it. And, like, I got caught playing that game, and I was like... I'll play this at nighttime. I'll pass the buck to Richard.
Let's see. I remember when I first got into anime when I was in 9th grade, and I bought my first DVD box set. It
Whoa.
Was yeah. Love Hina.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That was the first harem anime.
Because it was my first that, favorite yeah. manga, period.
Well, yeah, because it's a harem, and you wanted to live that guy's life.
Yeah.
He was a nerd.
Because I was watching it for the first time in English, and then you... Because, you know, because when I watch in English, I'm lazy. Because I don't want to watch subtitles.
Yeah.
So then I'm watching on my screen downstairs, and you hear, Kitaro, you pervert! And you see the towel go off and punch. My mom's like, what are you watching?
I'm watching the thing you got me on eBay.
Wait.
Yeah. You asked for it? Or
yeah,
she...
I asked my mom to buy it for me.
Oh, gosh.
You have credit cards when you're 14?
And then, no, before, and then after that, my auntie got me... Yeah. By the way, I recommend this the highest of all animes, Golden Boy.
Yes!
Yes! Randomly, like, she just
she
saw it?
She went to talk... Okay, this is how old it was. We had a Suncoast back then.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Suncoast was the thing back in the
oh,
day.
Oh, yeah.
On.
And that'd be my hangout place aside Suncoast, from, like,
right?
You know.
Mine was Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, nerd.
What's that?
I'm just kidding. That's the card
like
table,
that
young.
Tabletop.
Yeah, that was, like, the card and tabletop.
But I bought my mana there.
Hey, come on. We're doing Richard's. Why is it shameful?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can
cool,
you please?
Cool. No, it's cool.
Golden Boy?
I got Golden Boy. So, like, she just picked out... I think what she did was she asked, what's the most recommended anime? I think... They gave her that. She didn't know what it was. So when I get this anime, I'm like, what is this?
Wow.
And then I'm like...
Oh, the bike scene.
The movie I've ever seen.
Your life changed for the better from that instant onward.
Well, I'm here now. I don't know if that's a good or bad
thing. Like
thank you, auntie.
Thank
hey,
you, auntie.
You know what? Golden Boy, I never got caught watching that either. I don't know why.
I never got caught watching
it. I never got caught.
Caught watching it, but it's just hilarious just to bring that up. Is it same
your
with,
aunt
like,
bought it for you?
Yeah, I mean, aside from the fact on my iPod, I used to put, like, anime and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And back then, I was getting into, like, Seiko no Kwaiser.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. I don't even Mike picked that up. Can you re-say the title for us?
Seiko no Kwaiser.
Thank you, sir.
Is that the one where
with
he,
the booby milk?
He recharges?
Yeah.
Yes,
so here's what,
yes,
here's what
yes.
I do. Okay.
Do
so
you guys know what it is?
Here's a disclaimer. I'm not really.
No, don't Google that. Don't Google that, please.
I'm a bad churchgoer, and this is why. Because every time I'm in church, I find a way to occupy myself. I'll walk around church, or I'll listen to music. But back then, that was my time when I had R in high school and Haruhi in my iPhone or iPod at the time. So then I just stuffed all this anime, and I was like, "What's Seiko no Kwaiser?" I'm watching it
in church.
Because here, okay. Think about this. When you pray, you're like this, hands together, right?
Oh my God.
So then I open my hands like this.
Oh my God.
And it has subtitles.
Oh
so I'm like,
God.
And their heart subs, so I'm just watching it like this.
Oh
so I'm reading it, and I'm pretending like I'm praying.
You're making Jesus cry right now. You're making Jesus cry.
My dad walks up behind me, and there's this scene where, like, she's being a bit pleasured at the first episode.
Oh.
My dad's like, put that away.
Oh my God, that's it?
Thank you.
He pats him back. He just like gives you a nod.
Did he mention it again later?
I still watch the rest.
Like, I mean, did he say anything about
and
it later?
Because that's my excuse is that, or I say I need to go to the bathroom, and I don't mean it that way.
Yeah,
did you get in trouble? Like, did you get like a whooping?
No, my dad just said there. He just laughed. I mean, he laughed like, oh, he's not praying.
My son's straight. Thank
God. What was your son doing today? Oh, he was
watching the poopies.
He's watching his cartoons. And then I was like, oh God, video games. Like, I guess the most it's not embarrassing. That's much, but it's like when it first happened, it was like what 16, 17? I was playing Final Fantasy X2, and they
oh,
had.
God.
Hey, I'm cool with it. I'm not the greatest at it, but I'm okay. But you know, they have a transformation sequence.
Yes,
I. And so my mom, because my mom knows I love Sailor Moon, she bought me cards when I was younger. So when she comes to my room, it's like, how are you doing, Kuya? And then she watched. I'm playing the game, and it's like, oh, nothing. Transformation sequence. It's like. I can explain.
Isn't what it looks like.
It's okay. It's like Sailor Moon. It's
It's okay. She used to be a priestess. It's all right.
For not anime, I'd say lately it's My Little Pony. Because I can't explain that. I watch it with my sister Saturday morning. I run downstairs and I say, "Hey, look, the episode's up." And then we'll turn it on. We're watching it. And my dad's like, "What are you watching?" I'm watching My Little Pony, Dad. Like,
my parents have come to terms with that. Yeah, my parents have come to terms with that. Like, I'll monopolize TV for those 30 minutes. And like,
we'll get back on ponies another episode.
Don't hate us yet. I don't know what's funnier, your story or your improv of your dad. I love. I'm sorry. Your version of your
what
dad.
What are you talking about?
Yes.
No way. We won't let you go to art school.
He was going to be a doctor.
That's a 45.
That debut. Okay, your turn, man.
All right, Brian.
Mr. Brian. Playing the 3DS.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast here, buddy.
I'm drawing on JR's.
Well,
we're here.
Here's how it works. You can't make me any uglier, so.
Mine's. I don't know. I feel like my nerd cred isn't as high as you guys. I don't watch many.
It really
anime
isn't.
It really isn't. Like, when we talk about video games, I'll talk about League of Legends. When we talk about anime, it's usually just like the shorter animes that span.
Episode.
But if it, yeah, with anime, it'll have to be anything cutesy or just if the lead character is a woman, I can't, like, if someone walks in my room, I have to pause it.
What do you want? Get out.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, yeah, with Golden Boy and with Chobits, like, those are the things I can only watch when I'm by myself. If someone walks in, I have to pause that and just be like, oh, yeah, I'm on Yahoo.com.
But it's really not on Yahoo.com. Don't.
I can understand.
I'm on Facebook. Video games, that's tough too. Like, I didn't have
you're
original
not a
Xbox.
Gamer, are you?
So you're not a big console gamer.
I'm not a big console
PC
gamer.
Gamer.
League of Legends.
Used to be.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was before. I don't know. Games suck, and I always get the free ones anyways. So, for me, it would be, I didn't have an Xbox, and whenever I would go to the store, I'd look at all the games, and we'd go to, like, Fry's, my dad would always take me,
yeah.
And I'd make sure that when I was looking at, like, Dead or Alive, Beach Volleyball, I'd make sure I wasn't with my dad. So it'd be stuff like that. Anything cutesy or with, a female-y role, I can't have anyone watching me play that. Maybe my brothers, I don't care if my brothers do shit, but maybe, like, my parents, that's a restriction.
It's always weird with the parents.
Brian's story sucks.
Yeah.
My buddy, he had this computer game. And he just gave it to me. He's like, "I'm not playing this anymore. I don't want to be known for playing it." I'm like, "What is it?" And he just put it into my computer. He's like, you'll see. And after it's done, it's all, I'm like, "They should sue Larry."
Oh my god!
Oh wow!
What is this?
Oh my god!
Yeah, fill in the blanks there.
Yeah, that happened. So yeah, now that we're done with that, me and my friend were talking the other day because I was talking about Christina B and how beautiful she is, and I found out she used to be like a pretty big cosplayer. And it led me to think, if you had a girlfriend and she really wanted to cosplay, you know, she's got the body for it and she wants to cosplay as, you know, something like Yoko or Faye from Cowboy Bebop, and she was your girlfriend, how would you feel about her cosplaying and a bunch of people taking pictures of your girlfriend?
Where are you first?
Okay, so there's like three parts of this question.
Yeah.
So give me that in order. I just think. Okay. I wouldn't mind.
The first question. Okay.
If people, you know, took pictures with her, if she dressed up as Yoko or whatever, it would have to depend on the relationship. And for me, getting a relationship, it means a lot of commitment. So I wouldn't mind, you know?
Okay.
Well, like, off the bat here, would any of us mind? Because, like, I don't think I'd really care. Like, because at the end of the day, she's going home with you. Like, they're going to take pictures. And like, but I've had friends that were like, absolutely no way. Like, if she's gonna cosplay, no one's taking pictures of her.
What?
Except
that's
me.
Ridiculous.
That's not a problem with me. I'm just,
yeah, because I've had friends that, like,
she wants to
really
cosplay.
Yeah,
let her do it. You
and
know?
Like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, it's cool. But like I said, I've had friends that are just, like, no way. I'm like, I can see that. I mean, some guys are like, you know, they don't want you looking at their girl.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. I mean, because we're in this sort of, like,
yeah,
we work with this sort of industry ish. Like, I kind of expect myself to. Being
with
a girl that's into
girl.
That,
exactly.
You know?
You know,
and I'll be like, okay, cool. You know?
I think it plays more into, like, you know, the guys who meet anime chicks but don't know what anime is, really, and then, like, you know,
yeah,
they cosplay. They're like, "Hey, you know, you're my boyfriend. I want you to be part of this. So, you know, come with me to this convention." You know, I noticed that a lot at Anime Expo. Like, these really cute girls are cosplaying and they're really cool, and, like, people are like, "Hey, can I get your picture?" And, like, the boyfriend's, you know, there in, like, his, you know, skater clothes. It's a skater clothes. I'm not going to like discriminate or anything, but
it's just the most common thing.
It's the most common thing. They have a skater shirt. They have like the board shorts and like, you know, sneakers and whatnot. And they always look really grungy. And they do. They always look really grungy. They have a backpack, and they're, like, they're the one that carries around all the stuff. And like the guy always like goes and like just walks away from the door.
I've never seen that happen. We've been before.
I've seen that all the time.
No, what? Right?
No, yeah, we've been stiff armed before by boyfriends.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Can you give an example?
We were at Anime Expo.
Remember what our friend Rich told us when Jessica Neary did the Pikachu costume? He saw it at the first time at Comic Con, and people were asking for their picture, and the boyfriend was like, "No, no."
Jessica Neary had a.
Really?
Yeah, remember? Do you remember the story?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it was like 4 years ago. Yeah.
The story
like
was...
When she got the Pikachu, like, when she first got discovered.
Yeah, when she did her Pikachu cosplay, like, people were going to her boyfriend and saying, "Hey, can we take a picture with your girlfriend?" And the boyfriend would be like, "No." And Rich told us he went up and asked her instead. And then she said yes. So, I mean...
Wow.
I mean, if Jessica and Yuri's listening to this, I don't know if it's a true story. You want to comment? Like, leave us something?
If it's true, that's cool.
I'm just going to say, that's word of mouth of what we've been told. And I've seen people do that too. Like, they ask the guy instead of the girl that's actually in costume. And, you know, sometimes the guy's like, "Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you should just ask her." And there's always the guys who are like, "No, get out of here, nerd.
Yeah.
That's my girlfriend."
Yeah, like,
"Well, I don't want your girlfriend. I want a picture of her because she's in a cool costume of an anime I like." Like,
yeah.
She's an embodiment, you know, of the character.
I mean, there's some really cool dudes. Like, for example, JR, if you see his current picture, if you don't stalk him yet, you'll see that he actually looked like he proposed to his
girlfriend. Yes,
and her boyfriend's right there, but it's like,
he knows his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really cool.
Yeah, and he's proposing to, what was it, Tyr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, if I was ever to get that nerdy, like, I guess Tyr's my waifu, so.
Dude.
Okay.
Dude.
Now we know it's in the
every
record.
Every convention, he stalks. He finds a tier.
It's the same girl.
It is
the anime.
No, screw you. I've seen three different ones. So
he stalks what they all look like every time. He stalks. I swear to God.
Yeah, there's a recurring one, and then the one that was proposing to. She was a bit young. I asked her if I could. Her and her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was cool with it. He didn't care. And he laughed, so he thought it was cool. But
I mean, that's what I'm like. If you have a boyfriend that's with a girl that cosplays openly, it's kind of hard to like. Restrict that, you know.
Yeah,
but that question kind of led up to something something else. If that girlfriend asked you to cosplay with her, would you do that? And to what extent? Because I don't know how far I would go. I don't have the greatest body. I'm pretty scrawny, so.
So if you're Ash and she's Misty, or
yeah, like if would like would you well, cosplay with her, or say like
she must be Yoko, and you'd be Kamina.
Hell yeah!
You have to go. You have no shirt, just a cape, pants, and giant sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't see the harm in that.
Okay,
yeah,
so she wants you to go as hard gay.
I like hard gay.
What's wrong with hard gay?
Okay. Okay, say she wants you to be Pika Bro or like something like that. The Pokemon guys.
The Pokemon. I wouldn't mind that. Like,
shout out to them.
I don't know. What would be your guys' like?
Because like
draw the
line
here.
Okay, when it gets to suspenders and shorts and that's it, like I'm out. Like I don't know if I could ever do that far. I'm sorry.
It's like I feel too exposed.
Yeah.
Like I don't even walk like I walk around my house with shorts and a T-shirt. I don't. It's my house because I pay rent there.
He's always clothed. I'm the same way. I mean I'm always clothed everywhere, but. I don't know. Like,
it's not that I'm like not comfortable with my body.
Well, I mean, like me, I've got a little bit more to love there, but it depends on what she asked me to cosplay as. Like, if something like radical, like Kamina, I couldn't pull a Kamina off. I'd probably drag her cosplay down, honestly. But like, you know, if it was like a year, she asked me like a year, "Hey, like, I want to go here as Yoko, and I want you to become Kamina." I'd have to like,
insanity.
Does that mean I have to do insanity? P90X. You go to the gym every day, and she goes.
That's
yep.
30, 60, 90. Okay, that's enough for a year.
It's like, okay, for you, I'll do anything.
And then you break up the next.
Oh, God. Hey, at least I got the hot body. Now.
That's true.
Boom. What up, ladies?
Yeah.
What about you, Joseph? Would you cosplay with your girl? Or would you just like not be comfortable?
Well,
cool with
I would. It would be cool. It's just like you said, suspenders and shorts would be probably the least I'd wear for a cosplay.
I can see us pulling that off.
Brad's like, suspenders I like how Brad's like, shorts. I can see us pulling that off.
No,
us guys.
Think of some of the people that have gone to conventions, like the guy, sexy Pikachu.
Yeah,
the really
yeah.
big guy with the beard and chest hair and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
And then like the
you
huge
would, yeah.
big guy sailor scouts.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean. You know, people like that stuff. There are people who like that stuff.
Or
I'm pretty sure there are people who don't like that stuff.
Comic Con, the cat man, Catwoman,
but
whatever he was.
I did not see the cat.
That guy was awesome, and
he had the biggest
hair
balls. He had the biggest pair of balls. We stop and
we literally saw them,
and he started coming on to us, and not like to be gay or whatever, but he started coming on to us, and it. I felt
just liked it.
Screw you. I fell for the illusion. I'm sorry. He scared me a little bit.
But no, like a guy like that, and he wasn't even with anybody. He was by himself.
Yeah,
I'm just like, wow, dude. More power to you. Like you got some balls, right, man.
Like, yeah, by yourself. Like, right. I don't give props to anybody that cosplays. It's props to them. Like whether you look good or you look bad, it's cool anyway.
So, Richard.
Oh, to me, like. Just so you know, there was a girl that totally wanted to do that. I'd bring my friends down. Like, hey, let's all do this as a joke. But that would have been like, if she's like, oh, let's go like you said, suspenders and shorts. I'm like, I'm not doing this alone. I'm going to bring my bros along. It'll be fun here.
I feel way more comfortable with all of us doing it. But
yeah, we all did it. And
we
should
do a group cosplay.
Right? Hey, this is getting really awkward.
All right, I love you guys so much.
We're
going to
make the sailor bros.
Oh, God.
I think I want to... You know what I want to cosplay as? I still want to cosplay as Pedo Bear.
Pedo Bear.
I don't know why.
All the little girls.
Everybody hugs him. I'm sorry.
I find Pedo Bear cute. Someone showed me that picture and told me, like, here's a bear, I think it's cute. I still
you know this would be funny?
I can barely stand it.
Because my mom can sew and stuff, and I'm like, hey, Mom, can you make me a cosplay costume? She's like, what?
A bear?
And I was like, I want to be this character called Pedo Bear. And she's like, Pedo what? And I was like, hey, hon, it's kind of what you think? And she's like, if it's kind of what I think, Dustin, I don't want to make this costume for you. So no, I'm like, wait, let me show you a picture, and I show you some like YouTube videos. And so I showed her, she's like, so he's a bear. Yeah. That's a pedophile? Well, kind of.
That's not the point.
But it's an internet meme. Internet what?
Parents don't understand that.
You know, back
no
then,
stand,
the
Mom.
AOL, the yeah. DSL, and then internet, and then
LOL.
Bear,
right?
Doesn't he have like a whole bunch of friends, too?
Who knows?
The Pedo Bear Rangers. Pedo Red.
See,
Pedo Black,
I
want to
do that too.
Pedo Green.
That's
Pedo
amazing.
Metal, right? We all be Pedo Rangers, but we all be different colors.
How's do
like,
that?
The
no
fur is different colors.
No one's ever done that.
And then we just like Henshin.
For the record, Sailor Bros are still my idea.
AX next year, we're going to see like all a bunch of those.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Brian, your turn.
Me?
Yeah.
I thought I... Yeah, no,
well,
I don't care.
Brian would be
okay.
He'd be like, whatever.
Like, let's do it. At all.
He's cosplayed out, taking pictures of his girlfriend.
As long as you're not trying to poke her butt or anything.
So yeah, if any hot girls want to cosplay with me, Jessica would be looking at you.
I'm single again, guys.
My girlfriend or whatever, my significant other. But if they get a little too touchy, that's a whole story.
Yeah.
I guess that's...
Touching.
Unlike truth for all of us. But no, if she asked me to cosplay something, of course I'd cosplay it.
Well, yeah, on the subject of touching, whenever I ask to put my hand on a girl, like when I got a picture with Lily or Tyr, like I always ask, like, hey, can I put my arm around you? And like they appreciate
that.
No one's ever said no. Like, but they want you to ask first. Because like a couple of them said, like, yeah, people just come and start putting their hands all over me. And like,
whoa,
they don't like that.
Hey,
yeah.
Pro tip. Sponsored by geekadventure.com.
Bro,
we
code.
Can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you don't ever just straight up do that.
That's our tip for the day. Don't just start touching girls or guys. They prefer if you ask them first.
That and glomping. Glomping is pretty dangerous.
Oh, please.
I haven't even heard that term in the longest time. I don't know anyone uses it.
It's just,
I know,
up.
I know what
yeah.
it is, but I haven't
oh.
crazy.
For those that know, it's like a hug tackle. Don't just do that out of nowhere.
Especially
when you get
like
nailed.
You're in full costume.
You can
it's
get
like,
injured.
They can't see you half the time. Like I saw someone nail a Deadpool, and he can't see the other side of his mask.
Yeah.
So he can't brace for the impact.
For
bracing for that impact.
Right.
Oh yeah. Brian's over here doing this like Deadpool motion from this guy on YouTube where
Deadpool versus sponsored by Geekadventure.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
He runs he like runs after people, but it's not like right, he like does this like weird shuffle thing. it's so adorable.
Out.
I don't know why it's so cute.
I think I found a way to cheat the system. If my girlfriend's like, hey, can you cosplay? I'm like, yeah, I'll be Frank West.
I'll be the
photographer for Pokemon Snap.
He's covered wars. So, just saying.
High fives.
Just saying.
Great ideas.
Okay.
But so, I think that's our Geekabyte podcast for tonight, guys. Pretty good. So we're going to do our wrap up here. So any last thoughts before we log off?
No, I don't think we have any. Oh!
Any
conventions coming
yeah,
up?
There, that's
oh,
all
yes,
all
yes.
convention list. We will be at Kamikaze in September.
And
we will be at EQLA in November, Equestria.LA,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be at Pacific Media Expo.
Yes!
Where's Pacific Media Expo?
That is the Los Angeles
Hilton.
Airport.
Hilton. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Airport.
Wow.
Airport.
What about you guys?
I think that's pretty much...
I will probably join you for all three of those because I'm a nerd and I have no life.
I will be at Kamikaze. Are we doing... Do we have any Gig Adventure stuff coming up? Any... are we going to do a winter con?
That is up in the air. So maybe if you're in the San Diego area, you know, maybe we'll have that.
And Snacks' idea, copyrighted, December 22nd.
Yeah, December 22nd. Have a barbecue con.
Wait, is that before or after the end of the world?
That is the end of the world.
In or around the end of the world.
It's the day of the end of the world. So I'll bring booze and show me your ID.
We should all do the dirty. I'm going to do something I've always wanted to do. Step on the grass that people say don't step on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to touch when it says
and on that note.
Go to the museum and touch everything.
Oh, boy.
So, all right. So, this has been Dustin and...
My name is JR.
And this has been Goodbye Podcast. And thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you next time.
Woo!